Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Mallory's Weird World Adventures, the podcast. I'm your host, Mallory, and I'm here to show you just how weird this world of ours really is. I'm coming to you specially live today from my adventure office, which hopefully you've seen before. I did a live from here not that long ago. And I wanted to spend today trying out a live podcast to tell you guys a little bit about the upcoming Weird World Adventures Season 2 and what we have in store for you and what we've already filmed and what we're planning to film. So this podcast will be a somewhat brief but very exciting dive into Season 2 of Weird World Adventures, which will air on Amazon Prime in the fall of 2025. So I don't think the order is fully fleshed out yet per se, but I can tell you the content that will be in Season 2. And I'm going to pull that up here for you to make sure that I get it right. All right. So we start the second season of Weird World, which you will not want to miss, from Bran Castle in Romania, in Transylvania. So Bran Castle, you might know as Dracula's Castle. It was said to be the castle that inspired Bram Stoker when he wrote Dracula. And there's been some debates about whether or not Bran Castle is actually Dracula's castle, because people do not believe, per se, that Vlad Tepish ever stepped foot there. But if you say that to anyone at Bran Castle, they will tell you that that is ridiculous. Clearly, Bran Castle is in between where one would rule at Wallachia, which is where Vlad Tepish ruled, and Sigashwara, which is where he was born. So many will fight you on that he absolutely spent a lot of time there planning out his military sieges. So you can decide for yourself. We actually have that conversation in that first episode of Weird World, and we get a really exceptional tour through Dracula's castle, including getting to go up and around and behind some of the master's quarters, which was very cool, walking through these like secret passages in the walls at Dracula's castle. And I'll give you a little highlight. I think my favorite part of that entire interview was when we were going to leave and we walked through the dungeons out. Kind of they lead out through the side of the hill next to the castle, which is, I will say, eloquently described in Bram Stoker's Dracula. And we get outside and our guide says, this is where Quincy Morris killed Dracula. Like it really happened. I mean, he's very invested in that world. So it was a very special moment getting to capture his passion on Dracula and vampires. And we also kind of go through Cluj Napoca, which has a steampunk museum, and it has this salt mine that has an amusement park in it. And we wind up in Brasov, which is where Dracula's castle is. So that's going to be a really exciting way to start Season 2 of Weird World Adventures on Amazon Prime, fall 2025. And then the second episode, I believe, will take place in New Orleans. We've already filmed this. It was a pretty exceptional experience as well. So supposedly, voodoo is just a fascinating thing in itself, by the way. I could talk your ear off about voodoo because it is a very strange and wonderful and bizarre belief system. And it's really ingrained in Catholicism, which you wouldn't expect, but Voodoo Catholicism is very real in New Orleans, so we talk a bit about that in the second episode of Weird World Adventures, Season 2. And we hunt for the Seven Gates of Guinea. So supposedly, in voodoo culture, the gates to hell lie in New Orleans. And Baron Samedi is the Loa, or the spirit of death. He's the one that you meet before you cross over. And there are actually seven Loa that kind of reside over the land of death in voodoo culture. And they each guard a gate into hell. So the Seven Gates of Guinea. And No one has really ever put together or theorized where they think they might be. It's strange, but there's people believe that there might be a physical location for each of these gates in New Orleans. So we actually break down where we think these seven gates to Guinea might be and go on a little adventure to try to find the gates of hell ourselves, which was something I've always dreamed of doing, and it was really worth it. So that's going to be episode two. Episode three will take everyone to Salem, Massachusetts. I've always wanted to go to Salem my entire life, so I was very excited to finally get to go to Salem. And we talk about witches and the witch trials, but more than that, the footprint that's left behind in Salem today and the strange and unusual and wonderful cultures that you find there because of it. And we also come at you from the Warlock House, which is a really exceptional place to stay. And we go to a couple of really wonderful, weird places that are kind of not related to witches, but are in themselves just really exceptionally bizarre places. So we're going to have a lot of fun in that episode too. And we have an interesting discussion about hoagies. So gotta turn into episode three. Other episodes that we have for season two, we're going on a road trip through California into Las Vegas. And we have a really exciting interview on board the Queen Mary. I love the Queen Mary. I think when it comes to Halloween time, they have the absolute best haunted house experience I have ever been to. It's unbelievably bizarre because you're going through mazes on board an old ship through the steam engines and rooms, and it is a very uniquely incredible experience. So we kind of get a little bit into that, but then we also get to interview some of the historians and people that have been on board the Queen Mary for years about their experiences there. So it's really kind of a fun little detour. And then of course you get to go to the Sequoia. Like the Sequoia National Park is my favorite national park. It's incredible. And we get to see those giant sequoia trees, which I love. And then we wind up at SciCon 2024 and have some really wild adventures because Vegas is weird, right? So that's a fun episode. We're going to have another episode all about fallout shelters and steampunk and maker spaces. So that's a whole fun little subgenre of things. We've been to many steampunk places, museums, exhibits throughout the year. So we found this great outlet for, featuring them on Weird World because it's such a wonderful alternative culture. And we are all about that. And there are people out there that still have fallout shelters, they're building civilizations underground for where the world ends. So we're going to conduct some interviews with them about why and what that looks like. Because if you're like me, you're probably wondering what that looks like. I am really excited. This one hasn't been done yet, so you're going to have to follow along with our stories. Very excited to head to Germany in March, and we're going to cover the Fairy Tale Trail, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. So we're going to highlight some of the places that the Brothers Grimm have, left a footprint in, and also the real Rapunzel Tower, and there's also a unicorn graveyard. So there are some exceptionally weird fairy tale roots in Germany that I am very happy to share with you guys. So March will be fun because you'll get a ton of incredible behind the scenes stuff here. So make sure you tune in here to get our behind the scenes of it. And then we will have a fun, wonderful episode coming from Germany about the Brothers Grimm and German fairy tales. And then we also will be celebrating the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, which will be official in 2026, but it'll coincide with our release at the end of this year, in Washington, D.C. So we're going to get some fun historical interviews in Washington, D.C. about that. And also just highlight some of the absolute weirdness that is in Washington, D.C., the US Capitol. That's going to be an interesting, fun, and exciting episode. What else? We're going to have a fun historical walk through Richmond, Virginia, which is my hometown, which includes the Poe Museum. Edgar Allan Poe has a huge footprint here in Richmond, so we're going to spend an episode following in the footsteps of the father of Gothic literature, Edgar Allan Poe. And we'll include some old scenicscapes like the Pump House. So that Richmond episode will be a lot of fun. And then we are going to highlight the Great Smoky Mountains. So my husband Michael and I are working on haunted hikes of the Great Smoky Mountains with Falcon Guides, where we are hiking 40 different trails in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, specifically trails that have strange and legendary or ghostly backgrounds. And as we're writing this book, we're like, well, this just has to be an episode of Weird World Adventures. So we're going to be filming an episode of Weird World there as well. We've already conducted interviews at Alcatraz East, which is the crime museum, and the Salt and Pepper Shaker Museum, which is really just as wonderful as it sounds. And when we come back, we're going to highlight some more exceptionally wonderful things to do in the Smokies, including the Titanic Museum. And we're just very excited for the array of legends and lore that come from the Smokies and to be able to feature them on Weird World. And then lastly, we are going to go to Iceland. And in Iceland, there is a school that teaches you how to hunt for mythical elves. So we're going to learn what it means to hunt for elves and conduct an elf hunt ourselves. And then we're going to visit the Phallological Museum, which is pretty much exactly what you're probably thinking. I don't think we can even show it on TV, but what an adventure. So that's kind of what we have in store for you guys for season two of Weird World Adventures. And I wanted to take this Wednesday, since there's just a lot going on and it's an exceptionally busy time for everyone. And instead of doing a regular released podcast, doing this extra special drop to tell you guys a little bit about season two of Weird World Adventures, dropping on Amazon Prime this fall 2025, from my wonderful adventure office. So I hope you enjoyed that fun little sneak peek. It is really just quite as bizarre and weird and wonderful as it sounds. I really hope you enjoy watching it as much as we have enjoyed filming it. And if you haven't watched season one of Weird World Adventures, what are you waiting for? It is on Amazon Prime now. So if you just search weird, it should come up. It used to come up next to Fallout when you searched weird on Amazon Prime, which I was exceptionally proud of. Either way, if you search Weird World, it will come up. Weird World Adventures, if it doesn't. And just click, and you can watch it on Amazon Prime. And the first season is a little heavy on the paranormal because that's kind of the network that we were being developed through. However, season two will expand much more into the myths, the legends, the strange adventures, things that I'm kind of more expertised in. And I really hope that you enjoy it. I hope I gave you a nice idea of what you can expect for season two. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the live. And again, you can watch Weird World Adventures on Amazon Prime now, season one, and season two. There's 10 episodes that we'll be releasing in September 2025. And until next week, everybody, where we will be back with our normally scheduled podcast. Until then, stay weird. For more of our fun videos, make sure you visit malloriesadventures.com, MALORIES adventures.com, and be sure to check out Mallory's Adventures on Instagram, Mallory Mackey on TikTok, and be sure to watch Weird World Adventures on Amazon Prime now.